Bro.
All right, welcome into our Royal Rumble prediction podcast on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. I am your host, Big Cuz, but for the first time, I don't know, probably in over a year, there is at least four of the five family members joining us today. Little Cuz is asleep. He's, you know, transported to hospital. He's got to work, yada, yada, yada. But I am lucky enough today to be joined by Yon Man.
Howdy.
Matty Ice.
What is up?
And Mr. Straight Edge.
Hi.
How you gentlemen doing?
Doing good.
Good, good, good.
If I was any better, I'd be a polar bear outside pooping.
Well, I am sitting outside of my truck because it's looking much better than it is in my house.
Oh, dude, I got my lip pierced. I'm learning to re-eat.
Ooh, that's rough. That is rough.
I didn't even think about that part.
So let's get rolling on our episode here. And we're going to start out with not sponsored Mountain Dew Pitch Black Lights Out match, Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight. Think about the position that LA Knight is in. 3 months ago, this dude was managing some male models, and now he's in a great feud and, hell, had a segment with The Undertaker on Raw 30. Who do you all have winning this match? We'll go Steven first.
LA Knight.
Matty Ice. Guess not. Yon Man.
Bray Wyatt.
We have lost Matty Ice. Well, we continue to roll with this segment, though. Maybe he'll join back in a minute. I'll send it back out on the family, and I'm not editing this out of the podcast.
While you're doing that, I've got SmackDown playing, and Lesnar just declared for the Rumble.
Oh, what a shock.
I know.
I am going to pick LA Knight to win because I think the puppets attack Bray Wyatt and thus or Uncle Howdy or whatever it is, he attacks. So I am going LA Knight, but obviously not. Matty Ice, who do you have winning the
Bray?
Do you have Bray winning?
Yes, I don't know what's going on, but yes, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is this even a match? I mean, obviously Bray works better in the dark, and I think it's like his, I guess, tribute to whatever he's doing. But I don't even know what to expect from this match.
I think it has a good opportunity to be a squash match for him. I mean, I get LA Knight first feud, and but you can't have Bray lose when your first match back.
I mean, there,
you just can't. Yeah.
There's so many interesting elements with this, like all the puppets that haven't been there since Extreme Rules when he came back. Uncle Howdy, you know, Uncle Brother Bo Dallas. But there's so many elements to this that none of us have any dang clue what's going on with it. And we're going on, what, let's say 5 months now since he returned? If yep. that, 4 months, and we have no clue what he's going to do?
And honestly, I think that's one of the best things about this whole entire thing.
Correct. So. And I'll throw a little segue in here. Let's go from Uncle Howdy. He's not made just appearance with Bray Wyatt. He's also made it with Alexa Bliss, which leads us into our next match, the Raw Women's title, Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. Who do you have winning? Steven.
Little Miss Bliss. Bianca has been pushed way too long.
Nice. Can't go wrong with Bliss. Brian.
I'm going to say Belair still. I think they're going to set up with her with somebody else for the WrestleMania. But I don't – I think it's going to be a screw ending, though.
All righty. Matty Ice.
I think Bianca still carries the title and to even Mania because I don't think they're going to change that title at the Rumble.
I'm going to go with Belair, too, but I think it sets up a match with who wins the Women's Royal Rumble, which we'll get to in a minute. All right, so let's go for the third match on our card, which, how oddly, of fact that this match is happening again at another pay-per-view. The undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns, who's held the belt now for about 600 years, versus Kevin Owens again. Steven, who do you have winning this match?
Reigns, but he is going to kick Sammy out of the match, or out of the arena, however you want to word that.
Nice. Brian, who you got?
I have Roman winning, but it's going to be very screwy at the end. It's going to start a lot of the Sami Zayn being kicked out of the bloodline. Yeah.
Matty Ice?
I got Kevin Owens winning via DQ because of Sami Zayn.
Huh, that's a good thought.
Oh, I like that. I don't know. We all saw Kevin Owens should have won it last time these two fought when the ref had to be forcibly knocked out.
Yep.
I think Reigns retains, and I don't know why. I don't know about you all, but I'm about tired of Roman Reigns as the champion. And contrary to popular belief, we were there at SummerSlam. Roman was not cheered.
I get it.
No. He was not cheered by me, for sure, though.
I mean,
I wish I was there.
Yeah, and we
do too,
Brian. But Lesnar was exponentially cheered over Roman Reigns. It wasn't even remotely close.
And I believe I was the only person wearing a Brock Lesnar shirt at that entire event.
True, and I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people still pop. I tweeted out a thing last week, or Monday. I said Roman Reigns may be the biggest or be the champion, but Brock Lesnar is still the biggest star in the company, and I stand by that.
That's true.
If it makes you feel any better, Matt, I think I was the only one in our section standing for Roman doing the finger.
You are.
Oh, you were the only one standing giving Roman a finger, but you were not the only one standing giving Roman the middle finger.
Nah.
So let's go to the Women's Royal Rumble. Mr. Straight Edge, who you got winning this thing?
I want it to be Liv Morgan so bad, but it's going to be Rhea Ripley.
Who do you have as a surprise entry?
My surprise entry is a Hall of Famer, but not for WWE. It's going to be Gail Kim.
Really? Interesting.
Very interesting.
She has been very anti-WWE.
Well, there's no one else I could think of that would be...
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would be a real surprise.
But haven't done it yet.
And they done that last year.
Yon Man, who do you have winning?
Rhea Ripley. Surprise entry. I think Chelsea Green's in it. I think Lana's in it.
Okay.
As of any, I mean, they done used up all the other big woman names already.
Yeah, there's only so many women in the wrestling world you can use, and AEW's got half of them, and WWE doesn't use the other half. So,
has Lacey Evans been wrestling?
Yeah, she's been back. I don't know. She's had her gimmick changed about 19 times since she came back from.
Oh, it's been a while since
she has the military gimmick right now.
Yeah, Matty Ice, who do you have winning this thing?
If it's anyone other than Rhea Ripley, we riot. To be honest, because she's about the hottest woman's superstar out there today. Sorry, Bailey.
Who do you got your surprise entry, Matt?
You know what? I want to go with somehow, some way. We get I just had it. She's the Awesome Kong, but you know what was she in WWE? Come on,
Karma.
Because why not?
Two of you have some very interesting choices here.
But for real, though, like probably the Bella Twins or like Kelly or something like that.
I don't think the Bellas, after they've been
spouting
off on Twitter.
All the Bellas have done all week is talk about how WWE didn't use the women on Raw. I mean, contrary to their belief, they were not superstars.
They were talking about how underappreciated they felt, and I tweeted back at them saying, maybe you should give those Hall of Fame rings back then.
I mean, I understand their point that the women weren't used, but Damage Control beat up Becky Lynch and set up an interesting thing, potentially for Mania. Belair and Charlotte Flair went face-to-face, and then Bianca won her match. and Rhea Ripley was featured prominently in the Judgment Day Uso match. You're talking about all of the top women in the company right there. Did they want a women's battle royal for the Raw 30? I mean, we're talking about a company that just fired their arguably the hottest champion in Mandy Rose for doing adult stuff for herself. And then we promo stuff using the letters XXX.
It makes a lot of sense.
Don't Google that, though.
Yeah, do not Google Raw is XXX. You'll get a whole
You'll find a movie with Shana back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God. When the Bellas made that video, Nikki was in a towel.
Yeah. I'm also going to go with Rhea Ripley because right now there is not anyone else. And I think my surprise entry is going to be Naomi. I think she comes in at 30. I think we get her and Bianca at Mania, but we get Ripley and Flair again. Because we had it during COVID, and the match was really, really good. But this time, let's put it in front of people.
Yeah, Ripley and Flair was where I was going.
Yeah. And it makes the most sense. All right, so let's get down to the Men's Rumble, which I think will be the main event. Steven, who do you have as your winner?
Cody Rhodes.
Safe bet. Who's your surprise entrant?
Rhea Ripley.
Oh. Safe Dami.
No, well, I mean that too, but she's been like that one woman that's like, you know what? Yeah, go ahead, hit me, see what happens.
She's this generation's version of Chyna. Or Sable, who took on Mark Merrow all the time.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, they were married in real life at one time.
True.
Yeah.
Man, who do you have winning this thing?
Going out, changing the narrative, Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Cody is first in.
Ooh.
So he has a good showing. But he doesn't win because they announced him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of takes the. You know, the surprise way he's back, even though most people would know.
Yeah.
Surprise entrance. Zack Ryder makes a guest appearance. Not back with the company, just a one and done.
Yeah.
I can't think of. I mean, perhaps Hurricane comes back again for a surprise entrance.
I still want to see Uncle Howdy.
Yeah.
Brother,
it is very possible Stone Cold makes a surprise entrance.
True, where we are in Texas.
Yeah.
Matty Ice, who do you got winning this thing?
I have the only person that has enough star power behind them to dethrone Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and that is Cody Rhodes.
I like that choice. Who's your surprise entrant?
The Rock.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. I don't buy the I'm not ring ready bullshit.
If that big bastard's not in ring shape, there's something wrong.
We watched this man at WrestleMania, I don't know, 32 in Dallas, set fire and have a 4.5 minute, 45 minute entrance where he lit the Rock sign on fire and then to have an 8 second match with Eric Rowan. And you're telling me he's never ring ready? Really?
Yeah, no. Did you not get the round amount of steroids or something? Come on now, Rock. Come on now.
It's WrestleMania's in Hollywood. He's the biggest star in Hollywood. Why the hell would he not be involved at WrestleMania?
You're correct.
That would make perfect sense, actually. Yeah.
And also, I agree with Yon Man here. I think Stone Cold makes a surprise entrance because all of his Instagram videos of him just like randomly working out and him being in like shape. It's kind of strange for, you know, how old he is, how good a shape he's in.
True, considering he had one of the best matches last year.
That I think Stone Cold's too obvious of a pick. I would say if they're going to pick anybody from Texas, it's JBL or Booker T.
True.
But apparently they offered Austin money to do a match with Lesnar at Mania.
Well, he's a whole lot.
That's funny.
He's a whole lot smarter than that. He walked out the first time when he was healthy. I'm going to have to go with Cody Rhodes, too. I think he I think he comes in at one, or he comes in at two, and Seth Rollins is one. I think you have to have Rollins in the ring when Cody returns. It gives that feeling of when Cena returned and Triple H was in the ring at Madison Square Garden, where he wasn't anticipated back, but you get that reaction like you would. And those two have to be in the ring together. My surprise entrant, I'm going from New Japan. I'm taking Jay White. I think he's going to be a surprise guy. He had his chance with AEW, and they introduced him and then did nothing else with him. And he's got
his shock.
He's got history with Styles and Balor and the OC and Shinsuke. He's got potential to be a huge star. So why would I go to a, you know, the second class right now organization, or one that is globally recognized still?
I mean, you're right, because I think in AEW he just had like one of those kicks next to a trailer, and they're like, "Oh my God, that's Jay White!" And
yeah, I mean, they showed, it was just the switchblade, and that was it.
Something I've been thinking about all day is, like, I know Chris Jericho is, you know, AEW, but what's the possibility of him showing up?
I've thought about that, because if there's a star that can do it, it's not John Moxley. It would be Jericho. But how many more
times? I don't think John can cross the borders of that. He can't go through that door, but Jericho can.
How many times is Jericho going to make a surprise return at the Rumble?
At least three more times.
I mean, he's a great star, and he's arguably, you know, now top 10 of all time. But he's not in the best shape in the world.
No, he's had a little too much of the bubbly.
Yeah, that's why he's, you know, been in 19 factions since he's been in AEW.
No, he knows how to reinvent himself.
He does very well. Steven, is there any chance we see Chick Magnet Punk?
No.
Since he's not doing anything anymore with AEW.
I still think he got that itch to go back, and then he remembered all the stuff he hated.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Man came back.
And there was that.
Well, I love that he came back, and he acted like, you know, everybody was out to get him. Dude, you won two world titles, and within 2 weeks you had to vacate both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that, but that does not help your legacy at all. That would be like, say, you know, Macho Man coming back to WWE in the mid-90s, winning the belt and going, you know what, broke my elbow, I'm out, deuces.
Any possibility of Randy Orton or Matt Riddle coming back?
Normally the, you know, rehab, you know, 60 to 90 days, which he's been in about, you know, 45 or so. So it's possible you see Riddle. Orton, I think they're taking him very cautiously since he did have back and neck surgery. So yeah,
even Shawn Michaels took 4 years off after that.
They're treating him and Big E very similar. Big E did break his neck. I think they're incredibly similar situations. Is they're going to take the utmost cautious with both of those two. Because of they are mega stars.
Yeah, I mean, RK-Bro was like literally the best tag team in 2022. Sorry, Bloodline.
Yeah, I mean, we were there in Raw in Knoxville, Yon Man and I were, and the crowd erupted for RK-Bro.
They did.
And that's when I learned that Orton was actually born in Knoxville. I did not know that.
I knew he went AWOL in the Marines, but I didn't know he was born there.
Yeah, I mean, but I would say he'll be back before Big E, but I would be shocked if we see Orton before, let's say, SummerSlam.
That's a long time, but it's understandable, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a spring chicken. He's got a very dangerous injury, an incredible, difficult surgery. It's a lot like Edge. I look at it that way.
Yeah. Did y'all see the video where Edge figured out he'd go back and wrestle? He fell off his bike one day and landed on his neck. And he was like, huh, that doesn't hurt.
Had I done this earlier.
Yeah, he was like, I wish I did that like 2 or 3 years earlier. Just give it the old try.
Yeah, they shared a little thing earlier. It was like 3 years ago, Edge made his triumphant return at the Royal Rumble. And I'm like, yes. And 3 months later, we had one of the longest, most unnecessary WrestleMania matches with him and Orton. All we heard was
true.
And it was all downhill from there.
All old men grunting. Going,
It sounded like if you had no sound, it's like a Rocky Balboa movie.
Perfect. I love Edge. I love Orton. But that match was way too long.
And way too predictable.
Yes. I don't think we see The Undertaker at this pay-per-view. I think he finally decided, you know, Monday night when he spoke to Bray, was, hey, listen, I'm done. I'm tired of this shit. You get to carry this now.
So, I mean, it's kind of like the second time he's told Bray that, but, you know, this time, hopefully, you know, things stick with Bray.
Yeah. And I talked about on the Torch Past episode, at WrestleMania 31, I honestly don't think Bray was ready to take over that character yet and be the face of darkness. You know, here we are, you know, 7 years later. I think he's finally there.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a superstar that can erupt arenas and make them shut up all in the same night.
Correct. And he's got potential to be this generation's version of The Undertaker.
He's the only person that can have a feud with himself.
True, he is that. And it's the field is all in front of him, and he's got all the potential in the world. He's got his own creative, barring some crazy old loony man decides to take it over again. But he's got his own creative, and it's a blank slate. I mean, of all people in the company right now, he chose LA Knight to feud with.
And no one would have picked LA Knight. Nobody.
No!
But I'm glad he did, though, because LA Knight's actually really good on the mic. His moveset's pretty decent, so.
Yeah, and I enjoyed him when he was in TNA.
I did not know he was in TNA.
He was Eli Drake.
Oh.
He was Eli Drake in TNA and was a huge star over there. And WWE just happened to luck into him. They took Eli Drake and AEW got Ethan Page. And boy, howdy, did WWE win that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if we see any champions like we did last year with Mickie James. And she's champion again, so who knows? It could be a good chance of it. I don't think we see Mercedes Money or Monet or however the hell you say your stupid name now. I don't know.
What about John Cena to set up feud with Austin Fury at Mania?
Cena is a huge possibility because, I mean, he is now the face of 2K23, and your game releases in, I don't know what, 2 months, 3 months or so.
Yeah, and it is in Hollywood, as you said.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a pretty big star, too.
He is. I would say we have a chance at Batista, but I think he's full gone. He's done. He's not doing that shit again.
God,
if he doesn't come back as Batista. I'm disappointed.
But I just, it has potential. We all were in SummerSlam, but this has potential to be a absolutely phenomenal pay-per-view. Sorry, premium live event from a creative standpoint because. There's no true favorite other than Rhea Ripley to win her match. There is no ideal. I mean, in the men's, obviously, you know, you could choose Rollins, Zayn, or Cody. Other than those three, I don't think there's anybody qualified. But in the women's, you've got Rhea Ripley, and I don't know if there's anyone other than that qualified. So, I mean, it's got potential to be a huge surprise thing. But it's where they go from here. This, obviously now we're on the road of WrestleMania and we've got, you know, Elimination Chamber or whatever it is in the next month or so for some reason.
And, I don't know why they haven't had the Elimination Chamber inside Saudi Arabia. I feel like that's the one match that kind of fits Saudi Arabia.
Where it was last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia. Not a good pitch by Vince. But Vince didn't care. He was getting his money. Paying hush money out of it, but still.
That's what it's like to live there. So here's the match.
Yeah. So any last thoughts from you all on this potential pay-per-view of what you all think it could be?
I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, you actually get to watch this one, right, Brian?
I do.
Wow, that's like the first one in a while.
Yep, because they start moving to Saturdays. I close every freaking Saturday. It sucks when they move them on Saturdays.
As a school teacher, I love Saturday pay-per-views because then on Sunday I can just go to bed.
I get it, but not good for the people that have to work Saturdays.
True.
Man. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually going over to Mr. Straight Edge's apartment and watching it with him. So that's going to be a good experience, hang out with him for a little while. And, you know, I feel like this Royal Rumble's kind of cut and paste kind of deal, like, you know, who's kind of going to win before they have it. But we know how Triple H's creative has been, and it's kind of kept us on our toes. So I'm kind of excited to see that. I think Mr. Straight Edge mentioned that in our group chat.
Yeah, that makes me think this is going to be possibly the best Rumble they've done in years.
Do you think this one has potential to rival the great one that was in 2001, where Stone Cold won his third and final one and Kane dominated?
I do.
Do we see a dominant performance this year, a la Kane?
I don't know.
Rhea Ripley.
Who's the mayor of Houston?
Hey, Booker.
Well, Braun Strowman might throw a bunch of people out.
Yeah.
In the women's, I can see Rhea Ripley just tearing heads off. So.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid prediction that Rhea Ripley breaks the record of, I don't know, what is it, six?
It's not much.
I think she dominates. And the men's, does Omos dominate or does he get thrown out by Lesnar? Omos is in this thing, but he's like Andre the Giant. They're never going to win it.
He's the new generation Big Show. Oh, he's big. He's here. Oh, there he goes after everyone in the ring pounces on him.
Yeah, pretty much. The only way I think that he makes himself relevant again is that he teams back with Bobby Lashley when Lesnar attacks. But that is what it is. I think it's got potential to be, like I said, one of the best. I mean, I loved watching, going back to watch 2001. That was my favorite one. And I think this one has potential to. And I think they've only announced so many people, which is incredibly beneficial because I think last year they announced like 27 of the 30 people ahead of time. What good does that do me? I don't want surprises. Then we got Shane McMahon and Bad Bunny. No offense to Bad Bunny.
That's true.
Does Logan Paul enter?
He's become a miraculous healer and from his torn ACL.
Well,
he's been running around on his TikTok and stuff. Yeah, so.
He found out it actually wasn't as bad as they thought.
I mean, there's been no other celebrity better in the ring than Logan Paul, so there's a chance. And it promotes his brother's new fight with Fury or whatever they're doing. I don't know. It's potential he could be in it. He'd be a great spot fest. Him to go to
the
show with Lesnar?
No.
But, all right, gentlemen, thank you all for joining me on another episode. Any final words?
None that I can think of.
Some people like their cucumbers pickled.
That would be me. Any final words, Mr. Straight Edge?
I hate cooking at the Walmart deli.
Thank you again for tuning in to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed, you know, myself and the other members of the family discussing and offering up our thoughts on this year's Royal Rumble. Thank you again for all your support you give us on this podcast. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.